The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today. I think we have a great show. What we're doing is the third and final installment of my coverage of the Team Smile Dental Charity event that took place with the Denver Nuggets at the Pepsi Center. And today's show is kind of exciting because it features a lot of interviews with current and former NBA basketball players. So I'm pretty excited about that. And clarification for those of you that didn't hear parts one and two, what it is Team Smile. You can go to their website, teamsmile.org. And Team Smile goes to sports venues. They work with NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, soccer, even Justin Timberlake's golf outing for charity. And they will set up a portable dental clinic that provides 12 dental chairs and four dental hygiene chairs. And typically they will provide free dental care to about 300 children with each event that they put on. And my January 1st show was one where I said my New Year's resolution was to bring a Team Smile event to Columbus, hopefully with the Blue Jackets, but who knows, could be with the Crew, could be with the Clippers, could be with OSU or some sort like that. All right. So if you missed the first and second part of this, you can go to my podcast page, dentallyspeaking.com. You can also access them on iTunes by searching Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. Or you can go to sunny95.com and find the podcast there. So here we go. Let's go ahead and listen to the third and final installment of that coverage.
What you're going to do is kind of note the behavior, okay? And the reason why is because sometimes when we get new dentists, or we get dental assistants, I mean not dental, like dental students that are in fourth year, because you don't want to put an uncooperative patient with a new dentist or that. So they kind of get to look at the badge and say,
are you kidding me? That's part of the dental hazing that it goes on in academia.
But we don't want
to
traumatize.
That's why the majority of us don't want to do
that. These are instructions for triage, what we're listening to here.
That's
the triage group.
Is, you know, goes to the oldest, most seasoned dentist, dental student. You know.
There we go.
Or the other way around. Yeah.
So what you're going to do is once you get this done, then you're going to kind of put a check mark next to, all right, this is the procedure we think needs to get done, and here's what we recommend as far as x-rays and such. Very simple.
Okay.
And their names will be on the card.
So now, is this going to be like last year where if they need extractions and fillings and hygiene, they're going to do all, or do we just
all
need to find...
All kids will go through hygiene.
Okay.
So you just need to find whatever procedure that you feel that they can do within 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
Okay?
So if there's multiple stuff,
pick the worst.
Got it.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then the dentist will fill out the back card.
So we just do the front of the trash. Got it.
That's it. Got it?
Good job.
All right.
Okay, there's your triage instructions. And now I'm out here in the hallway, outside the treatment room, actually by triage, and a couple Denver Nuggets. Are you considered ambassadors, dancers?
Denver Nuggets dancers, yeah.
Okay. And what's your name? I'm
sorry. Katie.
Katie and?
Miranda.
Miranda. How long have you guys been doing this? Miranda first, I guess.
This is my second season.
Second season and?
This is my second as well.
Okay. How'd you get into it? Were you like a dance student in college or?
Yeah, I danced my whole life, and now I'm at the University of Denver. So this is my second year, like I said. I danced for them 3 years ago, though, so I've just kind of danced my whole life and wanted to do it that way just after high school. So
your jobs are to pump up the kids and make it exciting for them, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly that.
So you're going to look at their name and go, go Jason or go Tina or what?
Exactly.
Or you're going to teach them how to dance?
We can do that too. We'll definitely show them some moves.
Okay, what's your major?
I'm a marketing major.
And Miranda?
Communications and marketing.
Okay, both. So you're kind of already working in marketing, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay, are you going to be here the whole 4 hours?
Nope, just till 10:30 this morning, and then we're going to have some other girls showing up from our team as well.
Okay. Did you draw the short straw and have to come early?
We asked to come early. We wanted to be here, so.
Okay, yeah. That's good. Well, that's great. Well, I'll be around and going to be interviewing some of the kids and some of their parents if they're here and if any players show up. In fact, if any players show up, maybe you can tell me their name because I don't know the Nuggets players.
We can do that.
Just tell me quietly, secretly what their name is so it acts like I know.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Well, I'm in the hallway outside the clinic and I am talking to Brad Fine. And Brad, you are with Henry Schein Dental, right?
That is correct.
And what I wanted to talk to you about is these, they're called Nomad, and Nomad, of course, means you can move it around, and it is an x-ray machine. I see four of them, and it's handheld. It's about the size of maybe a large camcorder.
Yeah, they weigh about as much as a gallon of milk.
Okay, which is, actually, that's several pounds, isn't it?
It's a couple pounds, but with the technique and way that things are set up, they're very ergonomic and very well balanced.
Okay, now, how does it differ from the x-ray machine that I have in my office, for example?
Not by much, outside of the fact that in your office, you have a trigger on the outside of the operatory, which you'd go push. This is actually a trigger similar to almost like a gun, I guess would be the easiest way to describe that. And then there's a barrier at the front of the x-ray machine that keeps any radiation from coming back onto the user. Whereas in an office, you have to stand behind at a distance in case there's something that comes back.
Okay, so that ring, that what looks like a plastic or glass disc that surrounds the X-ray head, is a protection.
Essentially, it's almost like a lead-infused plexiglass that prevents anything from coming back at the operator.
Okay, now, I'm assuming that's been certified as safe and all that, but what about scatter rays?
Scatter rays, state of Colorado's watched these relatively closely. And the people that have used it have had no adverse effects because the requirement is to wear body dosimetry as well as finger dosimetry, and the operator will also wear a lead apron. So there's protection on multiple levels for the patient and for the operator, and then the state will also test radiation levels. And to date, I'm not aware of any exposures.
All right. Now, the dosimetry that you're referring to, just for my listeners, is a little badge that people wear, and it actually essentially has a piece of X-ray film in there, and it collects. It's basically you develop it after so many weeks or months and see how much radiation it received. Right.
That is correct.
Okay. Now, so the operators are going to wear a lead apron, and the kids, of course, are going to wear a lead apron. And how often do they have to be calibrated? I imagine because they get moved around, they can get out of whack pretty quickly?
Actually, no. Same regulations as any other x-ray head. You'll get your state certification every other year, as you normally would.
Okay. Well, that's really neat. I'm curious, as compared to an x-ray machine I would buy for my office, how do they compare price-wise?
A little bit more. Okay. I would say 30%
more. 30%
more.
Okay.
But
all right.
In that, you don't have to deal with any of the construction aspects, the wiring, the dedicated electricity. It's all self-contained in one unit, which makes life pretty easy.
What if I drop one? Do they bounce?
They do not bounce. Don't drop it.
If I break it, I bought it?
More or less. They take pretty good care of you.
Okay. That's great. Well, thanks so much for your help.
Thank you.
All right, outside the clinic, and the first batch of kids are about to come up. They just told us 5 minutes. And basketball player, former player, right?
Former NBA player, Irvin Johnson, played 13 years in the NBA, several teams, Seattle. I started off with Seattle, played for them for 3 years. The Denver Nuggets one season, played for the Milwaukee Bucks 7 years, and I went to Minnesota for two, so a total of 13 years.
That's a pretty long career in the NBA.
Absolutely. It's a long career, a great career, you know, just doing something that you really love to do.
Now, you only played for Denver 1 year, but you're here in Denver.
Yes, I played here for one season, and my wife and I loved it so much when I played here in 1996. And bought a home here and kept it here. It was our summer vacation home. And when retirement, we wanted to live here, and now I live here, and I work with the Denver Nuggets organization in their community department.
Oh, so it's nice of you to come and be here for the kids, huh?
Absolutely. We do all different types of events. Anytime you can help bring smiles to kids, adults, or whoever, you know, it's a great thing.
How many kids do you have?
I have two girls.
How old are they?
13 and 11. One is in the 8th grade, the other one is in the 6th grade.
They have great teeth, great smiles?
Absolutely. One of them wear braces, and, you know, but they have a great smile. They get all that from their mom.
No, you got a great smile, too.
I appreciate it.
And I'm thinking that might be what your wife saw in you.
Yeah, I don't know. The charm, I guess. I don't know. You had to ask her.
Okay. So you're going to like sign autographs for the kids?
Sign autographs, mingle, say hello, you know, try to bring some smiles to the kids' face, kind of calm them down, relax. You know what I'm saying? I think this is a great thing. You know what I'm saying? I just remember many years ago, I didn't get an opportunity, you know, to go to the dentist very often. But, you know, for to do something like this for some kids, to make them, you know, have more of a self-esteem and a smile, and that's a great thing.
It's great that you understand that and that you realize the importance, because for whatever reason, a lot of parents don't. They think their teeth, if it doesn't hurt, then I don't need to go to the dentist, but that's not true.
That is not true. You know, I just remember many, many years ago, I had trouble with my teeth, and we just couldn't afford to go, and, you know, but to do this for kids, you know, that's a life-changing thing. And all the volunteers, all the people that's given their time and effort to set up this event, I think it's a great thing.
Yeah, me too. And I've been here throughout the whole setup. I don't know if you've ever seen them set up. See that big case right there, right next to us, right there? That's just like one of about 30 of these things. It's like a rock group showing up.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? A lot of work.
You yesterday trying to get these things in.
But they got them nice big elevators here at the Pepsi Center. But,
no, we used them.
The thing about it is just like a dental office, a mobile dental office. And they set it up here. They got everything they can do. What they can do in their regular office here, so that's a great thing.
Yeah, it is really neat. I want to thank you for coming out and supporting the kids, and I know they're looking forward to it. I have a quick question. How tall are you?
6'11".
6'11", okay. Because when you were standing up, I thought I was going to have to stand on this table to interview you.
Thank maybe you for a ladder. I don't know.
Thank you for sitting down for me.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Take care now. So the first group of kids has arrived. And they're doing triage right now, and this little girl, what's your daughter's name?
Sydney.
Sydney, and I'm sorry, what's your name?
Molly.
Okay, Molly. Thanks for talking with me today.
Sure.
And Sydney looks like she's going to be a great patient. She's already opened her mouth, and they're not even ready for that yet.
Yes, she's done this before.
Okay, and you told me she usually goes with her cousin, but not this time, huh?
Right, she usually goes with her cousin, so then there's not a scary factor.
Okay. But she looks like she's doing great, and Sydney happens to have Down syndrome, right?
Yes, she does.
And do you have her? Is there a Down syndrome association in Colorado here in Denver?
Yes, Mile High Down Syndrome Association.
Okay. I'm just curious because I think I told you I raise money for Down syndrome in Ohio. Ours is called the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. So does she brush her teeth?
She does. It is a challenge to get her to brush her teeth regularly, though. Yeah. And, of course, she's not very effective at it, so she needs a lot of help still.
Right. Well, interestingly enough, I wanted to commend you for bringing her because my patient was an adult in her 50s by the time we met. And she'd spent several years not being taken to a dentist because she didn't complain of any pain, so her dad thought she didn't need to go.
Oh, yeah. No, I wanted to get her introduced to the dentist early because I had dental problems, and I figured with the genetics and the Down syndrome, she would definitely need dental work at some point. So.
Right. And basically, they just need a little bit of care. What am I trying to say? Special time and care, just kind of taking your time with them.
Yes, that is true.
But she's very, very attentive. Looks like she can't wait.
She's very excited. Well, and she loves the Pepsi Center because she's come to hockey games and basketball games, and so that was an extra incentive to get her here.
Well, that's perfect to hear because that's the whole idea is to kind of get these sports figures. There's Irvin Johnson over there. Does she get his autograph?
She did get his autograph. She kind of looked at him like, who are you? You're really tall.
Yeah, but she still got the autograph. Can I talk to her when they're done with her?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let me just see here in a second. And hang on just a second, because her name is Sydney, right?
Yes.
Hey, Sydney. Sydney, can you say hi?
Hi.
Are you here to get your teeth fixed?
Yes.
Yes? Are you excited?
Yes.
Oh, did you come here and watch Nugget games and Avalanche games?
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you like the most? Nuggets?
Nuggets.
Okay, do you come for Avalanche too?
Yes.
Good. Do you have a favorite player?
Yes.
Bernie.
Bernie.
Bernie the mascot. Okay, great. Well, you go have a great dental appointment, okay?
Okay.
Bye. Thanks, Molly.
Thank you.
We're going to go take pictures.
Isn't she cute? Her favorite player is Bernie. Bernie the mascot. And actually, if you go to dentallyspeaking.com on the homepage, kind of scroll down where it says this week's show, you'll see a link that'll take you to some photographs, and you'll see a picture of me with Bernie and some of the dancers. And actually, I think you'll even see Molly and Miranda. All right, well, it's time to go to a break. Stay with us. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood-style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854. 657-6854.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while. Cause girl, you're amazing, just the way you are.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking. We are doing our third and final installment of my coverage of the Team Smile Dental Charity event with the Denver Nuggets at the Pepsi Center. And this segment features interviews with current and former basketball players. So it's I think it's a pretty neat show. What we're going to do is, coming up, we're going to hear interviews with Julian Stone, Costa Koufos, Corey Higgins, Kenneth Faree, and a former NBA player, Mark Randall. So well, let's go ahead and get right back to it. All right, so we just had a whole bunch of Nugget players walk in. A whole bunch of Nugget players. Hey, how you guys doing? Can I interview you?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
Julian Stone.
Julian Stone? Are you a rookie?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then you can excuse me for not knowing your name, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, thanks for you guys for coming up here.
You know, we're happy to be here. Anything to help give back to the community.
Do you have children?
No, I do not.
But okay.
I have three little nieces and nephews, so
okay.
I know what it's like.
Yeah, these kids really appreciate you guys coming, and it makes it important to them.
Oh, yeah, we appreciate them. You know, we do this for them, you know, bring excitement to them and bring a smile to their faces.
And I think they get to come to a game by coming here, I'm pretty sure.
I think on the 20th, you know, just to give them the opportunity to come out here. You know, a lot of them are underprivileged, and just to see that smile on their face. Now they're getting their teeth done, and then they can smile even brighter.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you so much. Nice talking to you. Hey, when's your first game?
Our first game is the 20th.
Of December?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Costa. Hey, I'm Dr. Kvitko from Columbus. Nice. Columbus,
oh,
Ohio.
Ohio, all right.
Yeah, let me get this up high enough so you can hear me.
Oh.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, it's wonderful what you guys are doing here for community, giving back. And, you know, it's good for little kids, you know. So just being here, help out whatever we can, just even put a smile on people's faces, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, it's really neat to see you. My show's in Columbus on Sunday 95. You remember Sunday 95, right?
Yes, I do. So when I was playing Buckeyes 3-4 years ago, so yep.
Yeah. Now you went to Europe for a while right after you left the Buckeyes, right?
No, I got drafted to the Utah Jazz. I've been in the NBA. It's my fourth year, so.
That's right, but we had an offer to go to Europe, didn't you, or something?
I had an offer before I went to college, yes, but I decided to go to college and respect my duties as Ohio State Buckeye.
We really appreciated that.
Oh, no, thank you. No, it was a good experience. Coach Miles is a great coach, and I'm rooting him on every year.
Wasn't that the year we won the NIT?
Yeah, it was the first championship, so it was good.
And we really appreciate you coming out and helping the kids. The kids love it when you guys show up, and it makes it so important. It makes their dental care seem important to them.
Oh, you know, definitely. Like I said, again, whatever it takes, just put a smile on the kid's face, be nice, and try to give back as much as possible because, you know, the community's done a lot for us. The littlest things we can do possible is come out and see the kids.
Do you have kids?
No, I'm not. I'm only 22 years old. But once I get married, I definitely want kids.
You're only 22?
Yeah, I'm still young, so I still got some time.
that's for real. Okay, well, hey, very very nice to meet you. Thank you so much for talking with me. Right.
Thank you, Doctor, for having us. Yep.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Russian.
My Russian's really bad.
No, Russian's really nice.
No, my Russian's really bad. I can't speak Russian. And you can. Okay, so, hey, thank you for talking to me. What's your name?
Team.
And you play center?
Yep.
I assume because I'm like, I can barely reach up to you.
What?
I can barely reach your mouth. Okay. So thanks for coming out for the kids.
Oh, you're welcome. Every time.
Do you have any children?
No, I don't have already, but we'll be soon.
Okay, how long have you been with the Nuggets?
It's my second year with Nuggets.
Second year? Do you like it?
Yes.
Did you play in Europe at all?
Yeah, I was playing.
Okay. What was the name of the team?
Himki.
In Russia?
Himki.
Okay. Oh, team?
Team in Russia, yeah. Where I was starting my professional career.
Okay. And you're number 25 on the Nuggets?
Yeah.
And your first game is December 20th?
I think so.
Okay, I'll be watching. Okay. Hey, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay, so now I'm with Corey Higgins, and Corey's number 22 on the Denver Nuggets. And where'd you go to college?
University of Colorado.
Oh, okay, so you're a local product.
Yes, I've been around for the last 4 years.
Have you made the team then?
No, I haven't made the team yet. They're still making cuts, so hopefully I'll make it.
Okay. You know any former Buckeyes? Because I'm from Columbus.
No, I don't know any Buckeyes.
Yes, you do. Really?
Nope.
Just won't admit it, right?
Yeah.
Like Jimmy Jackson or... how about Evan Turner?
I don't know any of them personally, I'll put it that way.
Okay. So, you're a guard?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you think your chances of making the team are?
I don't know. I mean, that's out of my hands. I'm just going to work hard and let them make the decision.
Okay. And you have any alternatives if you don't make it? Is there something in Europe, or what would you do?
I'm not sure yet, but I'll worry about that when that comes.
Got to think positive. You'll be on the team, right?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
Hey, Corey, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now. Kenneth.
That was kind of racist on the low. I'm just letting you know.
Okay. Kenneth Fareed, is it?
Faree. Yes.
I got it right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for coming out.
All right, thank you.
Now, have you made the team?
Yes.
Okay. How long you been on the team?
This is my first year. I'm a rookie.
You're a rookie. Okay. Do they have rookie hazing or anything?
Yeah, yesterday we had it. We had to dance in front of the whole arena that was there for the fan jam. So, yeah, that was interesting.
For the scrimmage yesterday?
Yes.
Where'd you do your college ball?
At Morehead State in Kentucky.
Morehead State in Kentucky. And what number are you on the Nuggets?
35.
You had to think about that. Were you 34 yesterday?
No, I was 35.
35. Okay. Are you following college ball still?
Not so often. A little bit here and there.
They keep you pretty busy?
Yeah, pretty busy all day.
Do you have kids?
Yes, I have a daughter.
So you'd make sure she gets to the dentist?
Yes, of course.
How old is she?
She's one.
Okay, well, it's too soon then, right?
Yeah, way too soon.
Okay. We really appreciate you coming out. The kids love it, you know, and it just makes dentistry so important in their mind.
Of course. I mean, anything to make a kid's day is good for me.
Well, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Take care now. What's your name? I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm Mark Randall. I'm with the Denver Nuggets.
You currently play?
I do not currently play. I got done playing about 12 years ago.
Okay, so you coach?
I was a coach. I was an assistant coach, and now I'm working in the community full-time with this guy right over here, Doug Fulton.
Okay, okay. And so you're kind of part of the community outreach for the Nuggets?
I am. As a former player, I actually oversee a program where we have former players. You probably saw Irvin Johnson in here earlier. He was a little taller.
Yeah, 6'11". What are you, 6'8"?
I'm 6'8", exactly. So I oversee the program where Irvin, myself, a guy named Walter Davis, who played NBA All-Star, we go into the community consistently in front of kids. I have other hats I wear also. I do in-game promotions, and I'll also do some stuff on our local sports network here.
Okay, so you're a broadcaster.
I am, partly, so I understand what you're doing here.
So you do the color commentary?
I do color commentary for some Nuggets games. Bill Hanslick and I switch off every now and then. Okay. And I also do color commentary for college games here locally.
Well, we really appreciate you guys getting involved in this. This is so, to me, it's so important, you know?
Well, it's unbelievable. You know, Jason and his crew, they've come in here now. This is the second year in a row we've done this. And it's just awesome to see these kids because they come in. And it literally, the name fits it, Team Smile. It's a team effort, bringing these kids in here, you know, getting the basic checkups, and actually a lot of these kids are getting some extensive work done in here also.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're doing fillings, extractions, even baby root canals if they need them.
It's unbelievable. It's just been fun to see it evolve, and I know the kids are very thankful for it. We're just down here just to, you know, hand out an autographed card here, talk to the kids, make sure they have some fun while they're here, because if they're anything like me, they don't have fun going to the dentist.
Okay. And by the way, I want one of those autographed cards too, okay?
Done deal. I got plenty of them here, you can see.
Okay, but let's, you know, I want to tell you, you tell me if I'm wrong. In my office, I've been a dentist for 31 years, and it seems to me that when I get a big athlete, big muscular guy, they're the biggest babies in the dental chair. What would you say to that?
I'd say amen, because you're talking to the biggest baby there is. At 6'8", 270, I've spent half my life in a dentist chair, and that's because at early age, I didn't take care of my dental work as I should have been, and obviously because of my height, I also had issues with growing too fast. I had some orthodontial work done also, so there's a reason I'm a little worried when I get in a chair with you guys.
Yeah, it's funny because you got to get this picture because he's standing out here and he looks really big and tough and he's just kind of, and I knew you were probably more afraid than all these kids put together.
Well, let's just put it this way. When they have to fill a cavity or put a crown on me, uh-huh, they have to fire me with enough sedative to probably knock down a rhino.
I actually do that. I do the IV sedation in my office. But I've got one guy that I think probably would take more drugs than you.
You're kidding.
Yeah, you wait a minute. I got to show you here. Give me just a second. Don't want to have to do much editing. Here we go. Is this it? Okay, I did this guy.
Did you really? What? That's impressive.
And
the whole world saw your work then, huh?
I'm talking about Ted Williams, and he probably is more afraid than you.
Yeah, well, that's hard to believe, but like I said, I walk into a dentist chair and I said, if you're feeling anything, make sure you hit me three times with that stuff, because they ain't going to take the first time.
Well, I'll tell you what, we in dentistry, we're doing everything we can to take away that fear of going to the dentist. And of course, it starts when you're a child. If somebody takes good care of you when you're a child, you don't grow up to be the adult that's afraid. Like, you probably had a bad experience as a child?
I wouldn't say I had a bad experience. I've just had extensive work done, so I was there a lot. Okay. And I was one of those patients where I just rolled my eyes every time I had to go. I knew I had to be there, you know, because your dental work is a priority in your life. Your dental health is also linked to your health, your overall health. And so I learned that at an early age. So even though I didn't want to be there, you know, I made the most of it when I was there because I knew it was for the betterment of my health.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad that you realized that. And again, Mark, I want to get one of the postcards, one of the signed cards, okay?
Done deal, buddy.
And I'll put it up on my website when this show's about to air, all right?
Sounds good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, isn't that funny? He's 6'8", 270 pounds. He's there to make the kids feel more comfortable about having their dental appointments, and he's more afraid than all of them. Anyway, hey, we're going to go to a break, and when we come back from the break, we're going to be doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. So I just want to remind folks that that little girl, the girl that happened to have Down syndrome, Miranda, remember what her favorite player was? Her favorite player was Bernie the mascot, Bernie the Avalanche's mascot. Anyway, okay, so you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on Sunday 95. We'll be right back after the break.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established
family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset, when your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Her lips, I could kiss them all day if she'd let me. Her laugh, she hates, but I think it's so sexy. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day.
All right, welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. And as you know, every week we do a Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And the winner of that question, the first caller to have the correct answer, receives free flowers from Weisnember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And if you have won in the last 30 days, you're not eligible. But we are going to take the first caller because we have a jam-packed show and we want to get to that right away. So I'm going to have you listen to this stuff that the attorneys say you have to listen to. And then as soon as that's over, we're going to give out the question and grab a quick winner and then move on with the show. So listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question is, what is Miranda's favorite player on the Denver Nuggets and Colorado Avalanche's teams? Remember, Miranda is the little girl that happens to have Down syndrome that we interviewed. And apparently her mom says she goes to several events at the Pepsi Center. And when I asked her what her favorite player was, did she say Irvin Johnson, Walter Davis, or Bernie, the Avalanche's mascot? Was it Irvin Johnson, Walter Davis, or Bernie, the Avalanche's mascot? Please call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. The winner receives free flowers from Weisnember Florists delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. So go ahead and call now. All right. And while we are waiting for the phone to ring, which only takes a second, although I guess we're on like a 16-second delay, so it'll take at least 16 seconds. Let me just remind folks what we're doing today is we are doing our third and final installment of Dr. Kvitko's coverage of the Team Smile Dental Charity event with the Denver Nuggets at the Pepsi Center. And today's show has interviews from NBA players and some pretty neat things that I think are cool, former NBA players and current NBA players. And so we have, does our caller have the right answer? She does. Okay, it's Anita. All right, Anita, you're on the phone. You're on the line with
Hello?
Me. Hi there, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
And you have an answer?
Yes, it's Bernie the mascot.
Isn't that funny?
Yes.
I thought she'd have some favorite player on one of those two teams or on both teams, and it's the mascot. But anyway, hey, thank you for listening. Stay on the phone, though, because my producer's going to get your information, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. And we're going to go ahead and listen to the next series of interviews. Here we go. Hey, sir. I'm Dr. Kavitko. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And I understand you brought some of your kids today, right?
Yes, that's correct.
How many children?
I have 5 with me today.
You said 5 with me. Does that mean there's some more at home?
Yes, there's actually 11 total. And singly, I'm raising 6 of them by myself.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, boy, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Now, I came from a family of 5 children. I'm the middle of 5. What about you? How many kids in your family?
8. I have 2 brothers and 5 sisters.
So you wanted to outdo your mom and dad and have 11?
Yeah. That's how it worked out.
So I understand. Now, what's this little girl's name?
This is Camilla.
Hi, Camilla. Can you say hi?
Hi.
How old are you?
3.
3. You're so cute. Who did your hair?
My daddy.
Your daddy did that? Wow, he's good at... Ooh, we lost one. She just fell through the chair a little bit. Are you okay? Wait a minute. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. She took a little tumble. And what's this guy's name?
Muvalachi.
Say it again.
Muvalachi.
Muvalachi? How old are you?
7.
7. So you guys both came to see the dentist today?
Yes.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
And you?
Yeah.
Okay. So I imagine with 11 children, trying to get dental care must be kind of tough.
It's really, really tough. It's really tough. I'm actually now without insurance. So just, back in March I was laid off. So right now it's really tough. So this is a blessing to my family to be able to come out and get some dental work today. I don't know how we otherwise would have gotten it done. So, yeah.
Well, when we know there's a need and we want to do what we can to fill that need. And, we appreciate you coming because you could have just been staying at home watching TV or something, right?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. This is a blessing. Thank you, guys. We really appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Well, from Team Smiles, you're welcome. It must have been a lot of work to get 5 kids dressed and out in the cold. What is it, 20 degrees out there? There's hardly 2 degrees to rub together.
It was tough.
Are these two, some more of your boys?
Yes.
Okay, let me get their names. What's your name?
Fahim.
And how old are you?
10.
10. Nice to meet you. And what's your name?
Ahmad.
Ahmad, and how old are you?
15.
15. Nice to meet you. And?
Nazi.
And how old are you?
17.
17. Okay, so anybody having any dental issues right now that you know of, or we're just here for the checkup and to make sure you're healthy? Do you have any issues?
Well, I had a couple of cavities here and there.
You've had a couple? What about right now?
Still.
So you're going to get one filled today?
Yep.
Okay, or 2 or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay, and what about you?
I have a tooth growing over my baby tooth.
Let me see. Okay, yeah. Oh, you know what? How old are you again?
15.
Okay, there's a good chance they could just take that baby tooth out and get it out of the way.
Thanks.
We'll have to see what they decide when you get in there, though.
All right. Yeah.
You're not nervous, are you?
A little bit.
Okay. You kind of look nervous. So does your brother. How come you're nervous?
I'm just nervous because you have a microphone in front of me.
He's nervous about dentists with microphones, not the dentists with the drill and stuff, right?
Yeah, those people aren't scary at all.
Okay. Good. So you're a little concerned. I'll tell you what. It's not going to be bad.
All right. Thanks.
I mean, they'll make sure that you're numb. They'll put numbing stuff on before you even get the numbing. You know what I mean? We numb you before we numb you.
I actually really needed this. It gave me a lot of pain, so I'm just looking forward to the numbing part.
Okay, so you're really? So you can't wait to get numb because they'll stop hurting then?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. That's cool. How about you? Are you nervous about coming? This is Fahim, right?
Yeah.
You're smiley. They should have named you Smiley instead of Fahim.
Nah.
Are you excited or nervous?
Nervous.
You're nervous? Have you had dental care before?
What did you say?
Have you had any dental fillings or anything, cavities filled?
Yeah.
Okay. So why are you nervous?
Because.
Just because?
Because I don't want to get my teeth pulled.
Because you don't want to get your teeth pulled?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they're not going to pull your teeth unless they need it. Okay. They won't pull your teeth.
Uh-huh.
And you tell them what you're nervous about when you get them when it's your turn, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Very nice talking to you. I forgot your name again. Tell me your name, please.
Wilfred Guy.
I guess I never asked you, did I?
I don't think so.
I'm so sorry about that.
Okay. Thank you.
Got all your kids' names and I didn't get yours.
Well, that's what matters. Thank you.
You have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You do the same. Okay. All right.
Well, I just came upon Walter Davis. Hey there, how are you? He's signing some autographs for some of the kids that just got their teeth done. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me.
Do you have kids?
I have two daughters. They're adults now, though.
Okay. Yeah. Did you take good care of their teeth when they were kids?
Oh, yeah, they have very good teeth.
How about grandkids?
No grandkids. I'm too young.
How old are you? Oh, he wants an autograph too.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to get in the way of the autographs. But it's really nice of you guys to do this, to host this. And of course, as you can tell from all the autograph-seeking kids, that they really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's fun for us too.
You know, and it makes teeth important to them.
Yes, that's true. You only get one set, so you got to take care of them.
Exactly. I say all the time, we get one body to travel through time in, and we have to take care of it, right?
That's right.
So there's a definite connection between oral health and medical health. And the foundation, or rather the genesis of Team Smile, I don't know if you know this, but it got started when a young boy in Baltimore died after untreated dental disease. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, he developed a serious infection from a tooth when it spread to his brain. Mm. His name was Demonte Driver. It was back in 2007. You can look it up on the internet if you want. But so when you guys come out and sign autographs and make it exciting for the kids, that makes them want to take care of their teeth.
Yeah, that's good. Like I said, you only get one set, and it's very important to take care of them.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome.
Take care now.
All right.
Doug what?
Fulton.
Doug Fulton, you're the senior management of Fan Development.
Yeah.
Senior manager,
yeah.
Okay. So you're responsible for getting these players out here.
Yeah, we wanted to kind of add a little bit for these kids, so we brought our players are practicing at 11, so they wanted to come up and see what's going on and meet some kids, and it was fun. They had a great time. They were really impressed.
That's cool. Now, you work for, is it Kroenke Sports?
It's Kroenke, yeah.
Kroenke.
Yeah, Kroenke.
Okay, I wanted to make sure I mentioned that because they're sponsoring this.
Yeah, we want to. It's a great partnership. You know, we provide some of the facility work and help coordinate with the kids, but it's really our benefit. And you know, a lot of these kids are kids that we work with in the community, or boys and girls clubs, or rec centers, or whatever. And so it's a nice little thing to reach out and go something beyond sports and really help these families.
But the coolest thing is, and I want my listeners to know, is you're not just bringing players and you're not just giving them a space to use. There's actually money involved that had to transact to make this happen.
Yeah, you know, it's a partnership through our charities department that we really wanted to make sure that, you know, we were able to provide anything on our end. You know, you guys are doing so much for us, and we understand that there's costs that we have to take care of too, but it's a win-win. Like I said, these are a lot of the kids we work with in the community, and you know, these families during the holidays, this is a huge benefit for them. So,
well, on behalf of Team Smile, I want to thank you very much for doing this.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you. And so, you know, our players, when they came up too, just a side note that, you know, most of them knew exactly what this was like because as kids, they couldn't afford coming to do this. So it really meant a lot to us as an organization.
Yeah, you're right. Just about every one of them told me how when they were young, their mom couldn't afford to take them to the dentist. And, of course, now they're, you know, they're NBA players. They're taking care of their kids and so on. But and one of the, by the way, one of the second-year dental students that's in there helping, her parents were on Medicaid, and they weren't able to take her for dental care.
Yeah, and you can just tell all the time and the commitment with these volunteers, too. There's somebody has a story that they know. You know, everybody went through tough times, I think, at some point in their life, and this is something you don't really think about, but you take for granted. But to be able to come here and get this care and you know, the personal attention, this isn't a factory you guys are running. It's a nice personal.
It is really nice, isn't it? Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. So, and all these volunteers to give up a free weekend during the holidays is special. So we really appreciate it. And we appreciate all the dentists and everybody taking their time for these kids. It's amazing.
I want you to know there was a gentleman I interviewed. He brought 5 kids. He has 11 children, but he brought 5 today. And he is just so grateful. You can't imagine it. And I talked to all the kids, just well-behaved, just polite young men, you know. I guess one was a daughter, you know, but I interviewed them all, and it's just so nice to see them come, and everybody's so appreciative.
Yeah, I've met them as well.
You
just,
did?
They're just so wonderful. And, you know, and he had just told me he had just lost his job.
In March, yeah.
So, I mean, this is a blessing for him, and he didn't know what he was going to do, and the timing was perfect. And, you know, he took a bus down here with his kids, and those are the types of things that, as an organization, I think that's our responsibility to the community. But those are great stories, and you know, the kids may not appreciate it today to get some work done, but I know that, you know, this it was a huge lift off his shoulders. So,
well, and you guys are giving them like a voucher for tickets, right? So he'll be able to bring his family back to a game.
Yeah, so everybody coming today gets 2 free tickets to our preseason game on Tuesday. So just, you know, it's a really nice thing too, having met these players real quickly, to come see him play. And you know, for a majority of these kids, they can't afford to come to a game, and that's, you know, we love having him, and those are some of our biggest Nuggets fans. So
yeah,
they'll be a welcome bit to our audience.
And I got to interview Costa Kufis, who was a OSU Buckeye before going into the NBA. I'm from Columbus.
Okay, really, yeah, really nice guy. He it's great for those guys to see what we do in the community, and they understand that, you know, if we're asking a little bit of their time, they get to meet these kids. But yeah, he's a great guy. We have a really good group of players, and you know, a lot of young rookies who don't understand that we do stuff like this, so it's good for them to see as well.
Yeah, you want to get them indoctrinated early, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I think that now that they realize there's no parameters on the stuff we do, you know, whether it's visiting kids in a hospital or going out and doing a basketball clinic or any of that stuff. But this is a special day for us, so thank you.
Okay, thanks so much. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking?
With
well, you should. Dr. Kvitko is here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile. Minus any flaws he wishes to leave out, of course, we can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes.
Well, I stopped back into the clinic where the kids are, and I came upon this child and this dentist they're working on. And looking at his x-ray, he has 3 teeth with obvious problems. 2 of them would need root canals. 1 could be just a regular filling. Looks like his mom is here with him and his older sister. And the dentist, Dr. Seabury, she's doing her best to try to save the bottom 2 teeth, and by doing a baby root canal, basically, a root canal in a child's tooth. The upper tooth is very decayed, pretty far gone, probably not going to be saved, but it looks like this child, and I don't know his name, a little boy, looks like he's getting here just in time, and this is obviously care he would not get if he hadn't had this Team Smile event to come to, so it's just very rewarding to see. And I'm going to talk to the dental student that's helping. So when we spoke earlier in the day, you didn't know you were going to be a human bracket table, did you?
Oh, I'm happy to do this, actually, because I get to see a lot more by doing this. So, I mean, okay.
And what I mean by that is because these are portable chairs, there's no place to set the tray. So Lanon is holding the tray so the doctor can grab everything. And I see that we also don't have seats for the dental assistants. Looks like got to find the funding for that too, huh?
Yeah, that would be a good idea, definitely.
Okay, I think that might be next on the list. Chairs for the dental assistants, and maybe, you don't think we need bracket tables. You're happy to hold the tray.
I'm happy to do it, but it would still be nice to have it for everybody else, so.
Okay, we'll see if we can work on that. Obviously, it's a funding thing, but just about everything else is what it needs to be, huh?
I think everything else, seems to be in order. The space might be a little tight, but everybody's, you know, working to get everything done, so.
Right. I think that we typically need a larger room than this, but this is the room that they had available, and so that's why some of it is out in the hall and why it's so close in here.
Yeah, definitely. There's barely space just to get around, so it is pretty tight.
I was a little concerned about that when we were setting up yesterday, but we used the same room last year, so... But it looks like everybody's doing well and everybody's cooperating and making it work, huh?
Definitely, definitely. Everybody's working hard.
Okay, thank you. And he's just such a good patient, isn't he? He's just doing so good. He's a good patient. Yeah. And let me see if I can get Mom. So, hi, Mom. I'm Dr. Kavitko.
I'm the grandmother.
You're the grandmother. Oh, okay. Young-looking grandmother, then.
Thank you.
So you brought, and this is your granddaughter too?
Yes, that's my granddaughter and my grandson.
Okay. Now, did your granddaughter need any dental work or just your grandson?
Yes, she had some done, but she has perfect teeth, so all she needed was a cleaning.
Cleaning, well, that's good to know. That's like a weight off your shoulders, huh?
Yes.
Now, I forgot to ask your name.
My name is Paula.
Okay. And what's your little boy's name, or your grandson's name?
My grandson's name is Victor.
Okay. So Victor, I was just explaining to my audience that he has a few teeth that are in pretty bad shape.
Right.
And it's a good thing that you brought him because he was about ready to get, you know, a serious infection.
Right. I was surprised too. But I'm glad that I was able to bring him to save whatever, you know, that needs to be saved. And it's all
yeah.
for good.
And isn't this great? Don't they do a good job, Team Smile?
Oh, yes. I think it's an awesome program, be able to bring your children to get free dental work. I think it's pretty awesome.
And they have everything. It's like a real dental office, you know. Even though the chairs are portable, everything else is real, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, they're doing an awesome job.
Yeah, I'm real proud of them, too. Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
Well, thank you.
Okay, great. Bye-bye now. All right, now I walked down the row of dental chairs, and I came upon a chair where this lady and her daughter are here, and I forgot to ask your name. What's your name?
Vanita Tramble.
Vanita Tramble, and your daughter's name is?
DeJounte.
DeJounte, okay. And what is DeJounte going to get today? Does she need a filling?
A filling.
On her bottom right?
Yes.
Okay. You know how I knew that?
I'm sorry?
You know how I knew that?
You're looking at her x-ray.
I cheated. It's her bottom right first molar.
Yes.
Okay. So now what brought you here? I mean, how'd you hear about this?
Through the foundation that I work for, the Halo Foundation.
Okay.
And so we haven't just now getting our Medicaid, so she hadn't been to the dentist in a while. Great thing is that she has beautiful teeth and she's taking good care of them. So she has a tooth that's been worked on, and the transition of flow here has been phenomenal.
Isn't it great?
Has been phenomenal. People have been great, and it's just an opportunity to get her in here, see where we're at as far as her teeth wise. The doctor here is just splendid, fantastic, and so I do appreciate having this opportunity to have her teeth looked at and worked at, because now she's on her permanent teeth to make sure we keep them up, and the staff has been fantastic.
Well, thank you so much. I know I know Team Smile is happy to hear that, and I know that the Denver Nuggets and Avalanche are happy to hear that. Chronic Sports.
Yes, they are, and she's a huge Nugget fan, so this was right up her alley.
And now she gets to come to the game on the 20th.
Exactly.
You knew that, right?
I did now, I do.
Oh, you do now? Yeah, I think she's going to get a voucher for a couple free tickets to the December 20th game. It's a preseason game, I think.
Oh, you guys are so wonderful. I've heard about Team Smile in the last couple of years, so to be able to participate in it has been fantastic, and I thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hey, I'm looking at her x-ray. How old is she?
13.
Okay. Can you see the x-ray on the right there? There's a wisdom tooth trying to come in.
Right. As a matter of fact, all of them, her wisdom, they said, are coming in. Because
okay.
She was complaining of a little discomfort, and that's why I was saying, OT, I think your wisdom teeth are coming in, and yeah, they're coming in.
Just so you know, that's something that she needs to be aware of, and she's only 13, but kind of looks like it's a little crooked, maybe not going to come in on its own. So when you get situated or when you're able, try to get those handled, because you know what will happen is they can make her teeth crooked.
Okay, and we don't want that.
Yeah. If she has a beautiful smile, you don't want it to be a beautiful crooked smile.
Correct. Thank you for that.
There's
information.
No such thing, actually, right?
Right.
Beautiful and crooked don't go together.
Not at all.
Okay, well, thank you so much for talking with me.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, as I was wandering the halls, I found Deb, right?
Right. Deb Dowling.
And you're the vice president of?
Community Relations and Fan Development for Kroenke Sports.
Okay. And you guys sponsored this, right?
Yeah, we worked with Team Smile. We love to partner with this event. Talk about giving a holiday gift of value and really can be life-changing. For these families to get free dental care is absolutely priceless.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it any better myself. And they're so organized. Team Smiles just has it together, don't they?
Team Smile is amazing. I mean, if I can say anything about Kelly, she is just most organized, enthusiastic, makes you feel like you're number one on her list, and she's got this event in her heart.
She really does. That's Kelly Renault, mm-hmm. who is their program director,
yes.
right?
Yes, she is. We've had the pleasure of working with her. This is our second year, and we hope that it's a partnership that continues for many years.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. By the way, if you hear the noise in the background, that's the Avalanche practicing, right?
It sure is. The Avalanche will take on the Philadelphia Flyers tonight.
Okay, because I just got to thinking, I know what that sounds is, but maybe on the radio people would know. What is that?
Yeah.
People getting shot in the background or what?
Yes, absolutely.
So I actually am hoping to bring this event to Columbus with the Blue Jackets.
Oh, well, I would love to talk to Columbus, the CR department of the Blue Jackets, and tell them what an amazing event it is.
Well, that'd be great. I sent them an email before coming about a week ago and haven't heard back, but it could be just that they're busy.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll let them know that if they have any questions, they can ask you about your experience with Team Smile.
Absolutely. In fact, I'll shoot them a message this week.
Okay. That's even better. Well, thank you so much. I've talked to lots of parents and the kids and the volunteers, and everybody just seems to be so appreciative. They're actually having a good time. The players came, the dancers. They're not cheerleaders, right?
Dancers. Yeah, that's the Denver Nuggets dancers.
Okay. Do the Avalanche have dancers?
No, the Avalanche don't have dancers. They have a mascot named Bernie, who's a very large costume St. Bernard.
Okay. Well, and you know what? The ice rink is so much bigger, there's no room for dancers.
There is no room, and I think dancing on ice would be a little bit more dangerous.
You're probably right. And in Columbus, we have the Pepsi girls, they're called, and they're like the ambassadors, uh-huh. where they'll go into the stands and pull somebody out to maybe be on the Jumbotron or something like that.
We have actually the Ski Patrol. Because we're in Colorado, is our group that goes into the stands and does that.
Well, that's fun. That's fun. And I want to thank you again, Kroenke Sports and Deb, for putting this together and working with Team Smile, because I hope we're going to partner together to bring it to many, many more cities.
Yes. Thank you very much, and happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, it is 30 minutes before the end of this event, and I know there's a lot of work that's going to start, but how do you think things have gone so far?
It was a very, very successful event, just in the fact of we didn't have the numbers we see in most event, but out of the kids that we did see, they said, I think our final numbers are coming in at 125. I want to say about 75% of them were in the dental chair, which shows there is a great need for children to get the dental care that they aren't able to do.
Right. And you know what? I forgot to mention, I'm talking to Kelly again, Kelly Renault. So basically, 25%, you're saying, didn't have any cavities, just needed cleanings. But the 3/4 of them had a filling or an extraction or needed something serious.
Major. So there's a couple kids that we helped probably halfway that we wouldn't have been able to do the whole mouth, just in the fact that you can only numb one side because you don't want to traumatize the child. So it was a very phenomenal event I'm sure you've interviewed a couple of our parents. We had parents that came to us with tears in their eyes. I had one dad that just said, you know what, I can't do this with your organizations like this helping us.
Oh, I did. And it's very rewarding, and everybody was so appreciative, all the way, you know, from the front office of Kroenke Sports all the way down to the person in the hallway that I stopped and said, can I interview you? Everybody was singing Team Smile praises and how organized everything is. I guess there was a little computer glitch, so at first we didn't know how many people we'd seen, but you got that fixed?
No, we've always been able to see how many people we've seen. It's just we can't enter. We had a computer glitch in the sense that now I have to go back and enter the treatment. So we can't tell you how much treatment we've done.
Oh,
I can tell you
okay.
how many kids are in the system. I just can't tell you how much treatment.
Okay, when I asked them, they said somewhere between more than one and less than a million.
Yeah, there you go.
So I don't know about you, but I'm tired. You must be exhausted.
I'm just starting. I got to close everything down and put it all back together and put it back on the truck.
I know. Now, the volunteer dentists, assistants, dental students, hygienists, they're all going to leave in about 30 minutes, right?
That's correct.
And how many people then are left behind to actually pack up and help get this all back on the truck?
It's about 10 of us. Those are the 10 I prefer, so I can make sure everything's put back together correctly. That's the biggest part.
You know, that's actually a good point. I'm a drummer, and when it was time to pack up my drums and somebody would want to help me, I wouldn't let them because I knew how I wanted them in the cases.
Exactly. That's, so I'd rather spend the extra 2 hours doing it myself than have too many people, too many hands. What do they always say? There's too many
cooks in the kitchen.
Too many cooks in the kitchen ruin the soup, so.
Okay. All right, Kelly. Well, thank you for inviting me and letting me be a part of this. It was really wonderful, and I actually honestly developed some contacts with some people here at the Avalanche and Nuggets that have reached out and said, we're going to reach out to the Blue Jackets on my behalf for us. So with any luck, I'll be bringing you to Columbus.
I'd love to see you. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye now.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kavicko. Let's go!
Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
You know I can't smile without you. I can't smile without you.
Thank you so much for listening. We are running late. Please tune in next Sunday at 8 and every Sunday at 8 for another great show.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavicko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kavicko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavicko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.